If you lived in the Lansing area in the second half of the 90s, you probably remember billboards and bumper stickers shouting, "Lansing works and keep GM." It was part of an aggressive campaign to persuade General Motors from ceasing operations in Lansing. Up to 7,000 jobs in the city were at risk. The memorable campaign, which ultimately succeeded, involved concessions from the city and the United Auto Workers, along with a collaborative, sometimes dramatic approach to unite a diverse array of stakeholders. Some participants have called Lansing's Keep GM effort one of the first serious efforts in regionalism. One of our next guests was at the center of that effort, and he's joined by two others who have begun creating a documentary film about it called This Model Works. We welcome Ray Tadgerson, a business consultant and formerly with C2AE Architectural Engineering. Hi, Ray.
Good morning.
And along with him is Terry Terry and Tom Leitz of Lansing's Message Makers, who have begun production of this documentary. Tom and Terry, welcome.
Thank you.
Ray Tadgerson, for listeners who may have been in Tallahassee or Tacoma here 15 or so years ago, explain briefly the pickle that Lansing was in with regard to General Motors in the mid-90s.
Well, the mayor had just gotten elected, Mayor Hollister, and he was pretty excited about that. But lo and behold, GM walked into his office one day, a VP, and said, "I got good news and bad news." He said, "Well, what's the good news?" He said, "Well, the good news is we're going to launch the Alero, and we're going to celebrate the 100 years of Oldsmobile being in Lansing." He said, "Well, what's the bad news?" He said, "Well, there will be no cars after that, no vehicle production after this line of Alero is done," mm-hmm. which meant GM was planning to pull out of Lansing. Mm-hmm. That story scared everybody. And I think as a result of that, Mayor Hollister decided to move forward with a campaign, tried to retain them here. What we did is we went down to Toledo to look at the campaign they put together to keep Chrysler and Jeep in Toledo. It was successful. But we looked at that model and said, well, it's not quite what we would have in mind, but we used it as a foundation for it. And so we put together the Lansing Works Keep GM campaign. And
The year was what, when this visit from the GM executive to Mayor Hollister?
It was, I think, in 1996.
Okay.
And so we had to move quickly because we knew we had 5 years left and we had to do something. We couldn't just let them walk away.
And you were an employee of C2AE, which is an architectural engineering firm. You were an employee at that time. Why was C2AE? How did C2AE get involved in this?
Well, I was the CEO at the time, and just before that, when we went to Toledo, one of the key pieces to the story is, you know, as far as the mayor tells it, is that they hired an engineer to run the campaign down there. And when we were walking away from that meeting that we had, a day-long meeting with the mayor of Toledo and all of his entourage, the mayor said to me, "Ray, can you do this?" I said, "Absolutely." But on the way back home, 2-hour ride in the bus, I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I do?
But do what? Do what exactly?
Run a campaign.
We're talking about the larger campaign, yeah, to persuade GM to stay in Lansing.
Right, exactly.
Before we turn to Terry Terry and Tom Leitz, let's listen to a little bit of the trailer for their film, This Model Works, the story of this huge effort to keep General Motors in Lansing.
General Motors had a 100-year history here, going back to REOs.
GM oftentimes has a very dominant influence in a municipality, and so you spend your time interacting with council members and mayors because so many of the issues that a plant can succeed on are directly related to a municipality's actions.
I got elected in 93, then I'm feeling pretty good, and I get a knock on my door one day from Vice President of General Motors, and he said, "I got some good news and I got some bad news."
Okay, so there we hear the setup here that Ray Tadgerson just shared with us a minute ago. By the way, anyone can view this 5-minute trailer at thismodelworks.com. Especially for anybody who was here in Lansing or mid-Michigan at the time, it is compelling viewing. Terry, whose idea was it to make a documentary about this?
Well, that evolved when Ray and Dave came to us. They wanted basically put together a video book, you know, capture the interviews, the stories of those who had been through the experience, and really it was a, you know, historical capturing. People were, you know, leaving town, forgetting, passing away, and they felt it was really imperative that we capture that. As we began looking, you know, diving into these interviews, we realized we had something much more powerful here. These stories are just fascinating, what went on behind the scenes. And that even moved us into suggesting that maybe they might want to consider doing a documentary as well. And then over time, as the committee met on this, there was a large committee that's been involved in this process, it evolved into the documentary took the foreground. Mm-hmm. And then Tom has put this trailer together, and we've been working on it since.
Tom, are you riding herd on the larger project then?
Sure am, yep.
How far into the project are you? How much beyond a trailer have you created?
Sure. Well, we've talked to a great number of people. I think we're around 30 interviews at this point. Still kind of following the story just to see all the different places that it goes. But what we've started to do is assemble a structural edit. And we're pulling from all kinds of good material, including those hours and hours of interviews, archival footage from local news at the time, stories that we saw then on TV, but, you know, with the added context of how this all played out and what those moments meant, photos, artifacts, news clippings, materials from, the R. Yields Transportation Museum, just all kinds of different people who can sort of help us pull together the story.
It's interesting to see some much younger Lansing television newscasters pop up occasionally in this model works. Had either of you produced a documentary on this scale before, Terry?
Not on this scale. And we've produced, for 35 years, we've been producing programs all around the world, smaller pieces, larger pieces, but not of this nature.
And you are you proceeding as if the money needed to finish will be coming in? I mean,
yes.
You're still kind of a funding crossroads or not?
Correct. Yeah, we're about halfway to where we want to be.
Okay. And now, how does that play out? Do you wrap up what you can afford, stop and wait for more funding, or are you're creating a documentary, Hell or High Water?
Hell or High Water, we'll do that.
Where does the title, this Model Works, come from, Ray?
Well, actually, as we pulled this all together, Mayor Hollister actually had something that he put in one of his clips. And right at the end of the clip, he said, you know, what we want the world to know is that this model works.
Okay.
And so Tom grabbed that title, and that's what we're running with.
As filmmakers, Tom Leitz, talk to us about the variety of resources you have to put into this film. You mentioned the news footage. You mentioned the updated interviews. What's in your tool basket here as far as assembling this documentary?
Sure. Yep. Probably a foundational piece of that is a lot of archival footage that Steve Sercan, who was working as a PR consultant with the mayor and the Blue Ribbon Committee as part of the Keep GM campaign at the time, was good enough to collect. So we have all these tapes of broadcasts that otherwise would be lost or buried in a basement. So that stuff is pretty fantastic. We have at Message Makers right now, I think about 40 boxes worth of files from the mayor as the campaign was unfolding from Mayor Hollister. And then
40 boxes from Dave Hollister? Wow, there's a lot to play with.
And then we've had a chance to do a lot of great interviews with different folks from all different perspectives. So it's pretty fascinating to sort of hear the parts of the story that you didn't even know about as it was going on. Lots of good anecdotes.
Tom, were you here in Lansing?
Yeah, I was here.
You were here. Okay.
Yep.
So it's not like you're learning about this for the first time. How long of a documentary do you have planned, Terry?
We're looking at 90 minutes, and there could be some sequels because we have such great material, from we've interviewed Beryl Schwartz. One of our most recent interviews was with former Governor Engler, head of labor for GM or the plant. And, another interesting thing about this is as we uncovered these stories, and, we were talking about the model, but initially it was started as an effort to preserve the history and what occurred at that time. And that's fascinating stuff, what went on there. But what really came together is the model itself, as Ray said, this model works. And we really felt there's real value in people understanding, and we share that model of how people came together, how Mayor Hollister brought, the region together. I mean, working closely with, one time was his arch enemy, Governor Engler, and they collaborated to make, legislation possible so that this could happen. That's a great model to share with people around the country, and people can learn from that to bring regions together.
Yeah, it has relevance here 15, 18 years later.
And then another side benefit of all this is that, if this gets out around the country, that people know that Lansing is a place where it happened.
Is funding, how big of a hurdle is the funding? Are you actively soliciting funds at this point? Is that a vigorous part of your approach here now?
Absolutely. We are reaching out to the community, and as Terry said, we're about halfway to our goal, which is about $200,000 to produce this. Now, Dave and I are doing this gratis. We're not taking any money for this. This is a nonprofit type of effort. But somebody's got to pay Terry for his time and his team, and so it's going to take about $200,000 to do this.
When you run into people who are new to town and they hear this account, you find yourself retelling the story?
Absolutely. They want to know the details, and we get into those details. And as Terry just said, we want to recount the history, but we also want to talk about the model and the economic development tool that could be used currently. So reflecting back on those days, the model was really something. It was a single entry, single exit, all-inclusive, comprehensive. It was collaborative, regional. And so all of these things came together in the model, and we want to describe that within the documentary and how it worked.
And let's clarify here that GM wanted to build a new facility, but they didn't think that Lansing was the place. And you, Ray Tadgerson, played a key role in changing their mind on that. What exactly transpired there?
Well, part of the documentary will get into the details on how we made that happen. But GM was looking for a 300-acre site, and the mayor asked me to look at every single possibility within the city. Was there 300 acres available? There was not. So now it became a problem. Well, I came across a footprint of a plant that was built in Brazil, in Argentina, and it was on 70 acres. So we showed them how that could fit on the existing site without interrupting production. And I think that was a key piece to GM
that
saying.
Was the linchpin, really. Have you already talked to all the big institutional investors you can, or are there some you have yet to approach?
Oh, there's many that we've got yet to approach. And
okay.
We're hopeful that, the community is already showing huge support for this, not only monetarily, but, in every other way. We're just absolutely getting a lot of support.
Are you relying on smaller donations as well?
Oh, yeah. We'll take the $5, and we're getting them. We have a GoFundMe.com/thismodelworks, and we're getting some smaller donations through there, $100, $50, $25, that type of thing. So, yes.
And quickly here, we're just about out of time. Tom Leitz, ideal timeline, when would This Model Works wrap up?
Well, we're in heavy editing right now, and we're hoping to have something, I think, end of this year, early next year.
GoFundMe.com/thismodelworks.
Correct.
Do I have that correct? Terry, Ray Tadgerson, Tom Leitz, many thanks for joining us to talk to our listeners about This Model Works, the documentary about Lansing in the mid-90s. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.